Elvis Presley. Heartbreak Hotel from 1956 here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Kayla Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Jennifer Vigil with Destination Panama City. Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm great.
So we've got a lot of news since the last time you've been on.
There's a lot. There's a lot going on. Yeah.
So first off, if you want to do something in town, there's plenty to do.
There is definitely plenty to do. And there's a lot of them are outdoor venues, too. So that's a good thing. But you can go to destinationpanamacity.com. There's two calendars. One that says things to do in Panama City. The other calendar says things to do in the greater Panama City area.
So, you know, if you want to have to cross the bridge, we got a little bit of updates on that, too.
Exactly.
So, you know, small restaurants.
Yeah, history class, House of Henry, House of Bourbon, Salty Hobo, the new library just opened. You know, we're really fortunate to have so many new businesses open during a pandemic and they're doing well.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
And these are coming off the heels of Hurricane Michael to open in a pandemic and still be going.
And still be going. Yeah. And they're going strong. They're doing well. So we have a strong economy, very resilient community.
And it's certainly exciting to see, you know, you've got open mics, you've got singer-songwriters performing.
Comedy shows. Yep.
And also, there's word that there's y'all got something going on at the new
visitor center. Yeah. Well, the visitor center is under construction, but at 101 West Beach Drive, we are having sunset serenades now that, you know, the days are getting a little bit longer, and we have a local musician come out and play for about an hour. Of course, we're only doing it on good weather days, so definitely check the schedule at destinationpanamacity.com.
Excellent. One other update from downtown Panama City is about the hotel.
The hotel is coming.
Yeah.
Yes. St. Joe's building a hotel. They actually announced the brand of the hotel, so it's going to be a Hotel Indigo. And that's great for us because Hotel Indigos are in all of our target markets. So it'll be a recognizable name brand hotel, and it's more of a higher end hotel. So it's kind of nice to have that sort of a fluency in downtown.
I realize that I'm not the target market because I've never heard of this.
Well, you know,
but that's great.
It's great. Well, it's never been here. So they're in Austin, they're in Atlanta, they're in Denver, they're in Chicago. So a lot of the cities that we target that we have a lot of visitors from will recognize the name brand hotel. So it'll be good.
Yeah. You know, and of course they've got the hotel itself. There's going to be an adjoining restaurant.
Yep. Yep. Lawn, an actual landscaped promenade so people can walk around the edge of the marina and look at the water.
Wow.
Really going for having that active waterfront. So that's the other reason why we're doing the Sunset Serenade, too.
You know, trying to bring eyeballs to downtown Panama City, give people a thing to partake in.
Exactly.
I think that the move towards more life and activity downtown is excellent for not only the tourism of the area, but also the
quality of life.
Yes.
Yeah. A great place to live is a great place to visit.
Yes.
You don't ever want to go someplace where people are like, oh, our city is horrible. You want to go someplace where people are like, our city's great. You can go to all these parks. It's a waterfront. It's beautiful. So, yeah, definitely there's a link between those two.
Yeah. And it's exciting to see the growth and the outlook. Speaking of outlook, there was a sort of a big
announced
story with the cruise line.
Yeah, Viking is coming.
Yeah.
Viking Cruise Line is coming. I think just like everything touched by the pandemic, Viking is trying to navigate those waters. And they it is a 7-day cruise. It'll start out of Tampa, Florida. And then Panama City is the first stop on the cruise. The day that it gets here will be a Wednesday. It goes from the people will be able to disembark the boat and be in town from noon to 6. Now, the boat doesn't actually dock anywhere. It'll be moored out into the bay, and tender boats will carry passengers to St. Andrews Marina and to Grand Lagoon Marina. So those passengers will have a choice of, you know, wanting to go beachside or in town to walk around and check things out. And it is still coming. They haven't announced the dates. Cruise lines, you know, they're having to navigate this COVID and work through the CDC and but it's coming.
Yeah, it's all sort of plannings and handshakes and contracts.
Right.
Which means eventually we will have people
Exactly.
Putting feet to ground. Yeah. And that's exciting. Hopefully that goes well.
It will. You know, and the type of cruise that it is, it's called a Star Cruise ship, and it doesn't have a casino. And there's a difference between travelers that travel on cruise lines with a casino and without. And they call it a thinking man's cruise, not a drinking man's cruise. So these are people that are going to be truly interested in our culture and our community.
Mm-hmm. That's... All of this is just so incredibly exciting.
And it's like so exciting. Like, who would have thought?
Now, news about Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras is not canceled. Mm-hmm. Mardi Gras is postponed. The crew of St. Andrews got together with the city and said that they want to work together with the city to make sure that everyone can celebrate safely. And by postponing it a few months, it's going to be in May now, 21st to the 23rd of May. They're still going to have the parade. They're still going to have the two-day kid and pet festival and then the main parade. And I think it's a very good thing on the part of the crew of St. Andrews to be, you know, to put the safety and health of our community and our citizens first.
Yeah.
And still have the parade. You know, a lot of people across the country just canceled Mardi Gras and you can't have it at a different time. And the crew has done so much for the community. I don't think people realize how much they give back.
Yeah.
So we're really excited for them that they're just postponing it.
I know we at the station have a great relationship with the crew of St. Andrews. And all the thing that the other crews around the area do as well, being a nonprofit, contributing back outside of, you know, the Mardi Gras festivities.
Right. I don't think they realize it. Scholarships, the Easter egg hunt in St. Andrews, mm-hmm. all of that is put on by the crew. And they're very, very generous participants that volunteer for everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, anything else offhand?
Nothing I can think of right now.
Well, if you want any information about the things going on in Panama City or how you can come enjoy what's going on, DestinationPanamaCity.com.
Yes.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Well, Jennifer, we'll catch you next month.
All righty. See you guys later.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB right here on The Mix.